Thank you, Lord.
So today, it's about raising awareness, improving skill, and a strategy to address health disparity among Southeast Asian and Connecticut. And before we go into the actual program, I think it's important for you to understand a little bit about the structure of the medical school and also the demographic of Connecticut. So I'm going to be touch base with you very briefly due to timing. I know Laura's pretty tough. And due to timing, and so I'm going briefly with the state and the demographic. So we have no disclosure or conflict. So to identify and discuss the culture of influence on health beliefs and practices perception within the Southeast Asian immigrants in Connecticut, demonstrate the need to improve the healthcare delivering access. How do I get rid of it? There we go. Identify strategy and develop innovative approach to provide sensitive and appropriate care. So this is an overview of our project of this afternoon curriculum that we're going to talk about, the school medicine, and particularly important to the based on the community-based education program and why this project is important within the state. And I'm going to touch base a little bit more on how the project come about and the take-home message. So in the School of Medicine, we have education, research, and clinical care. And additionally, this is very new to us, it's the Jackson Lab Genomic Medicine, which is in the process as of right now. The School of Medicine and Dental. But the most important bullet on this slide is the location of the medical school. So the medical school is in a very, very wealthy town in Connecticut. And with the community perception, this is a very wealthy and it's on top of the hill. Originally, UConn School of Medicine and the hospital was supposed to be in the city of Hartford. So that didn't happen, but the community perception, seeing that the School of Medicine and the hospital was on top of the hill. So our community-based education program focused on the community oriented primary care perspective, which is the curriculum evolved around patient care, resources, patient advocacy, and also it's very important for us to develop a community curriculum planning community that help us develop the curriculum for our medical students. So the community-based education curriculum is all across 4 years, except the fourth year, which is selected as a capstone scholar project. So our curriculum depend on a community tremendously. So we bring in the community right into the medical school, and we also bring our medical student right into the community. So some of the panel that we provide to a medical student include the chemical dependency, LGBT, chronic illness. We bring, and we have to all recruit the community to participate with us, to get a partnership with us. And the student loves having panels and actually talking to actual patients. So they truly enjoy the panel. And also the community visit is also very important to them by going out into different community organizations and learn about their community that they are serving. So this is some of the pictures that we took in the community. I want to bring attention to the one in the middle where every year we have approximately 4 to 6 students that will travel on their bike from San Francisco to Connecticut to raise funds for leukemia for a local community in Hartford. And some of the other pictures on the bottoms involve Martin Luther King Day. So Martin Luther King Day, this is our third year that we're giving the student the day off. But we encourage them to participate in the community. So every year on Martin Luther King Day, we're placing them into approximately 200 students into different various community agency and organization within the Hartford area. So now a little bit about demographic and how we come up with the assessment. So Connecticut is very wealthy. It's one of the third wealthiest state in the country beside Maryland and New Jersey. But there's we have a southern state where it's very wealthy, so really cue the number a little bit, and we're one of the second lowest, at the poorest in the country also due to that skew. A little demographic. I just want to point out too, the recent increase in Hispanic, and also the largest increase in Southeast Asian, and 74% are all foreign-born. As you can see, the large increase in Southeast Asian was 95 to 175,000 in the last decade. So the assessment to come up with this program was that these are some of the community that we've met with. These are our focus group. And as you can see, well, you can't see this, but the student and the faculty mainly Caucasian, but we have a very diverse community. So these are some of the diverse community that we had the focus group with, and this is what we're in the last couple of years. And when both the student and the community, they understand, they realize that there are certain things that they need. For example, the communication skill. They want to be able to work with community. They want to be able to find resources if they need an interpreter. They want more resources. And these are some of the focus questions that we asked the focus group. So I'm not going to read all of them, but how did we get to the project and the information? So when as soon as we met with the consultant of community curriculum planning, we reach out to all these partners, the liaison community, the pharmacy, the School of Pharmacy faculty, and we also group up with the Cambodian community, and particular with the leader within the community. And we also, during the process, create new collaborations with the Vietnamese community and community health worker. And we also establish a funding with local community health organization that be able to support us on this project. So where exactly do we offer? We offer types of workshops. For example, workshop, lunch and learn, full-day presentation. And the timing is very tricky. It could be 1.5 hours to 4 hours to a 6-hour session. And adjustment is challenging to availability, and must I say more about the weather? We're in Connecticut, so snow, sleet, shut down. So therefore, we're trying not to plan the program during January or February. So some of the common themes with the project was that we want to make sure that doesn't matter what session we're planning, but we want to make sure that we reach all the targets, audience, the consumer, the advocates, the students, the social worker, you name it. We want to make, this is a common for all the session that we plan. And information that's included in the training program is a little bit about immigration history, the demographic, just the Connecticut area, and touch base a lot on health disparity and health risk and practice belief, the health practice and beliefs, and also mental health is very important. We also try to engage the participant as much as possible and be interactive. And depending on the session and the program, we try to do show and tell. We would bring herbal medicines. We would bring the cupping and coining to the program. And again, on all of the session, we also include all the resources, including the class standards, the action step. We ask them after the session, what did you learn, and what would be your next step, and how would you work differently within the community that you're serving. We collect a little bit of data, and this is very important, food in every session or event. So this is very, very important. So when it's possible, we try to include any cultural positive experience within the community. There was a session that we requested for a month. They wanted to know what was the water blessing was and what was what's going to be like. So this particular state agency requests a Cambodian monk to attend a session, and they just want to learn a little bit about the monks and how what the water blessing is all about. So far, we planned 7 events, and there's more coming up. And we reached out to over 300 participants. We had one full day session, which was at the Multicultural Learning Institute. A few half day sessions at the Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services, and lunch and learn sessions. Many said it was just a teaser and appetizer. It's not a full day course meal. So most of the evaluation from the lunch and learn session was, you know, we need more time. This is not enough, and you need to come back. So the evaluation was very positive. You know, they said they became very familiar with the culture, especially with the belief and practices. Majority of them didn't know about cupping or coining, because some of them did receive phone call from state agency that they were reported because they saw a coining mark on a child. So that they did walk away with some information after the training sessions. So these are some of the most effective of the session. Find them they're aware, increase their awareness on health disparity, and also learn about the Southeast Asian in Connecticut. Connecticut is a very small state, but we're all spread out all over the state, so it's really difficult, you know, to find a common location. And again, and they found the sessions very educational, and they want more. So some of the take-home message is they became a little bit expertise and sense of ownership. They learn more about it and be able to relate to and communicate with their clients or patients. And it's increased their interest in learning more and serving their patients or clients. And it's also very important that they gain future collaboration with us, and also with other resources that we provide them during the training. Time parameter, it's very important to determine how much time you have for the training. It's dependent on your audience, so that's very important to find out ahead of time who your audience are. Budget, we always ask, do we have money for food? Because we know how important it is with food at functions. On certain outcome, you may have 50 people register for the session, but you may walk in with 10, 20. So, you know, try to come up with plan B, be flexible. And conflict in schedule is, it's dependent on who you work with. We have, you know, from January to December, but some schedule could be from June to June. So building relationship is very important. Depending what community you work, you need to build your relationship based on trust. I mean, there are certain certain provider may want to get into learn more about the community, and you can't just walk into a Vietnamese community or a Cambodian community and start gaining a trust. You have to build that. So that's very important. Be very, very flexible. As I mentioned earlier, you may walk in with 10. So be flexible to change your curriculum, to change your project for the day. And the number one strategy is, if you feed them, they will come. They will attend. They will be attentive to you. That's it.